You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Let's say it again. Believing must grow every day of your life. One more time. Believing must grow every day of your life. Not just on Sunday, but your belief system must grow, expand, augment, increase every day of your life. You don't read scriptures on Sunday and say, I'm okay for 6 months. Every day you got to pack it up, because if you don't, weeds will grow in your garden.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, First Watch Initiative. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
I saw a documentary on Luther Vandross this week, and it was all of his songs were about love at CNN. It was powerful. So I'm trying not to go there, because I can hear, oh, God, love, oh, your power is the greatest power of them all. But I'm trying to stick with the scripture, but I can just hear it. What you hear, it will manifest in you. And with me, I'm a person, I love music, so God knows. Also, your words and the vibrations of the word helps you to dress up for battle. Whatever that is this year, you dress yourself up, get ready for it, but you're not going to get ready by saying I'm ready. You must dress it up with word. Adorn yourself with the word of God, which will become armor, a breastplate, a belt. It will turn into a sword. It will turn into feet shod with the preparation. Shield, helmet, sword. It's sword, not sword. I know the W is there, but it's silent. It's not Solomon, it's salmon. The L is silent. It's not Solomon. I got to give me some salmon. It's salmon. It's not sword of the spirit. It's not apostles. It's apostle. The T is silent. It's not epistles. It's epistle. You got to dress up for battle. Get ready for it. And the word helps us. The word helps us to get ready for it. Virus came up on my computer yesterday while I'm trying to get the word. A virus. It's frustrating. Your computer has been infected with a virus. What? So I'm ignoring it because I'm trying to get my message. Something that should have taken me 2.5 hours. Now I'm 5 hours in it because the computer is acting up. And every time I close out a window, this thing pops up. But I got to get myself together because I want to get ready to do what I'm doing right now. You need McAfee. You need this and that. I didn't know that the actual thing that told me I needed something was the virus itself. It disguised itself. And I'm now looking and saying, well, why would the Lord let me go through this when I'm trying to get ready for you all? Because he's letting me know on your screen what you think is the answer is really not it. It itself is the Trojan horse, disguising itself as you need this, and you need this, and you need it now. No matter what you do, you can't get rid of it. You need it. You need it. You need McAfee. You need McAfee. You need run a scan. Run it. That itself is the Trojan horse. And when you click on it, it's going to take you. You got to have a subscription. You take your credit card and you use it. But that's really what the purpose of the scam is, to get you invested. It's something that can't bring life to you anyway. Spirit of God is speaking to me. Why now, at the top of the year? Because the enemy knows change is coming. So he's flagging it up. He's pinging fast. Why? Because he knows change is coming. So he wants to disturb me. But I'm setting myself as a watchman. Jesus. I set myself as a watchman on the wall to hear what he says to me so I can write it down and make it plain that those who hear or who read will run with it, though it wait or though it tarry, wait for it. When it's time, it will not wait. Can the church say amen? Amen. Glory to God. And these things popping up in your life, talking about what you need, watch it. It may be a Trojan. And a whole lot of foot soldiers come out of it. For Troy, it was a Trojan horse. And the king of Troy, he was susceptible to idol worship. So when his enemies presented him a Trojan horse in the name of a gift, what he saw was, wow, this is a god. And he let his guard down. But when it got inside the walls, there were troops on the inside of it that came out of it. And they were able to take Troy from the inside out. I decree and declare that the devil will not have foot soldiers inside of your walls this year to dismantle the gift that God has for you. You will succeed and stop the Trojan before it gets inside. And if he is inside, he's going to help you to capture and recover all. Thank you, God. So dress up for battle. This all happened to me yesterday. I'm say from 5:30 to 9 o'clock. I was laboring to get this. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Are you all with me? I got to tell you, set a watch. First watch. Set a watch at the top of this year. Set a watch, truth revealed. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 through 8. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom, New International Version, among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. Verse 7, no, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. You mean God destined for us to have a wisdom that was held in a capsule throughout the ages, and now is revealed that we, you and I, will receive glory in the age in which we live in? Wow, he hid it. It's a secret wisdom. And that capsule of wisdom is the coffin of Christ. In other words, he hid it throughout the ages, didn't let them all know that he was going to send his son, and the son was going to come and die and die and then be buried in the earth for just 3 days. And then on the third day, he would raise again for our benefit. The Greeks thought it was in philosophy. And if you're not careful, the serpent of philosophy will get up your tree and start trying to seduce you. The Romans thought it was in iron and power. And so they built roads and they created chariots. And if you're not careful, you got to have a new car all the time because that's going to make you powerful. Ooh, I can't wait until the new year because I can get my stuff, but your chariot ain't going to stop this Trojan. It's not in the iron. It's not in the horsepower. America says in the eagle. It's in the eagle. It's in capitalism. And we're going to run after it. This world's wisdom. But it's not all about that. He hid the secret wisdom in a capsule called Christ all through the world, all through history. And he's revealed him 2,000 years ago. And still people don't understand it because they're trying to see what the world is all about. And they're trying to plug into what the world is saying. And they're missing the simple capsule of Christ. All you got to do is swallow it and it will open up. Not a Trojan, but he will open up. Little children, I travail with you in birth till Christ be formed in you. In other words, you're going to stay in eternal childhood until he grows. It's not about your tenure in ministry. It's about how far he's grown. How much more has he developed in the last year in your life for you to see all things from the inside out. That's why I like 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It starts out by saying we speak a message of wisdom among the mature. A message of wisdom among the watchmen. Let's talk about activating spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity begins with some fundamentals. Write it down. Believing must grow every day of your life. Believing must grow. It should be added to every day of your life. Believing must grow every day of your life. Say it with me. Believing must grow every day of your life. Let's say it again. Believing must grow. Every day of your life. One more time. Believing must grow every day of your life. Not just on Sunday. But your belief system must grow, expand, augment, increase every day of your life. You don't read scriptures on Sunday and say, I'm okay for 6 months. Every day you got to pack it up because if you don't, weeds will grow in your garden. Grow believing or belief and you will lessen the weed. Wheat will come up, weed will diminish. If you don't grow it, you won't pay attention to your garden. In 6 months, you will think you should have a harvest, but all of the weeds will choke it out. Visit the garden every day and grow your belief. Every day. Grow it up to full maturity. Watchmen on the wall. Well, Bishop, I'm not a pastor. Do you have a family? Do you have resources? Do you have a body? If you don't strengthen that which remains, your body will suffer. Thank you, Lord. Be a watchman for you then. This year, we're going to examine 9 growth markers. Write it down. We're going to examine 9 growth markers throughout the year. You're going to hear me interweave these things as we're teaching because I set myself as a watchman and then I listened to him and he said, I have 9. Since the wisdom is for the mature, the baby or the embryo doesn't grow into full maturity until it is in the womb for 9 months. So the Lord had me to focus on, I know it's 2025, but he had me to focus on 9. And there are 9 things for us to grow into maturity that I'm going to have to cover some kind of way. And you need to be here or tune in, watchmen. Watchman in the South, what time is? Yeah, watchman in the North, what time is it? And watchman in the East, what time is it?
Oh my God.
And watchman in the West, what time is it? Say it's time to grow. It's time to mature. It's time to increase. It's time to pay attention. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we're going to examine 9 of these growth markers. Growth markers. Because it's hard for me to measure growth. But if we can get these things, I believe, just like if you took a course of study and you took 9 courses, it should produce a certain degree. Amen. I believe if we examine these 9 things, we should be able to graduate from some eternal childhood issues and step into full maturity. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
I'm trying to preach, man. I'm trying this morning. Number 1, submission to God. Submission is one of the markers. Submission. Judge where you are submitted to God or unsubmitted. I say submission to God's word, his will, and his ways. Or his way. His word, his will, and his way. What time is it? Time to turn off that phone. Time to put it on silence. Time. Y'all paying attention, right?
Yes.
I know you. I can feel it. Submission to his word, his will, and to his way. That's all 3.
Amen.
His word, his will, and his way. If you're submitted to his word, it will be easier for you to align with his will. And his way of worship is easier to adopt. If either one of those 3 are out, you submit it to the way. I don't know how you can find the way without the word. Jesus said, I am the word and I'm the way, the truth and the life. Well, they didn't say all of that in John 14. The whole word is Jesus.
Amen.
In the beginning was the word, John 1. But John 14, I am the way, truth, and life. So he's the word, the will, and the way. Submission to God's word, will, and way is one of the markers. Number 2, it's humility. First, watch humility. God is going to reposition your heart. He's going to reposition your heart for the impartation. And humility is the position. He's going to reposition your heart because sometimes our pride can come into even the heart of the believer. It can come into the heart of leaders. It can come into the heart of those that have been with God for a while. How do you know? Well, your long ecclesiastical nose. Your long ecclesiastical, I've been ordained, I'm a leader. I'm a pastor. I know what time it is. I've been here for a while. I know the man of God. I know this ministry. I know. Because I've been here. That's an ecclesiastical knows, and you're looking at time when God is eternal. I've been here a long time, but time does not equate to maturity. It's markers, growth markers. Humility is one. Where do you relate on the scale from 1 to 10 to humility? 10 being the worst, 1 being the best. Most people want to go to the high numbers, but you must reduce yourself to walk in humility. How many of us say, I'm not my will, but thine be done? In a conversation, I don't need to say that. I'm going to hold my tongue on that right there. I don't need to input. I don't need to impose myself. I don't need to show my insignia right now. Amen. You know I'm a pastor, right? You know I'm a leader, right? No, I don't need to say that right now. Right now, I need you to understand that I'm talking to you. Amen. Right now, I'm talking to you eye to eye, heart to heart, not title to title. Not entitlement, to no entitlement, not us against them, but we. Let us exalt his name together. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us, not me, let us exalt his name together. How can two walk together unless they're in agreement? That means we have to converse with each other. We got to conversate with each other. We got to take hats off and titles off. And we got to pick up towels. You should have a towel before you get a title. Anyway, who are you serving? Not who are you ruling? Not who you barking at? My God. Hit it one more time. All right. We working with it. I am, honey. Humility. Got to reposition for that. Some of you, and you're going to understand what I'm talking about when I preach at 11, you must come down. Some of you, as it relates to the sycamore tree, is all the way up. You're at a number 10, all the way up to the top, build a treehouse there. Because you can see everybody, everything. That's what you do in ministry. You don't listen to the word. You're watching everybody. Get them, Bishop. Get them. Tell them. You never say, it's me, oh Lord. You've been with me too long to have the attitude you have. Don't even have the likeness. And Moses took 70 and he laid hands on them. And he imparted unto them. They were in close proximity. And the spirit that was on him rested on Moses. The spirit that was on Moses rested on the 70. And then he released them to do the work. They didn't say, I'm boss and better do what I tell you to do. They didn't do that. They went in his spirit. And the Bible said he was the meekest on the face of the earth. Not ruling. He had 3 million coming out of Egypt and he didn't rule them all. He was there helping babies and working with the people. It took his father-in-law to come and say, you're going to kill yourself. The leaders did exactly what he does. They expanded themselves and emptied themselves in the midst of the people. They didn't have us against them. We're all in this together. Glory to God. Do you even have the spirit of this house? And the spirit of the house is not just to protect me. It's to protect all. My wisdom is for all. My leadership is for all, even the pumper. When they come in, the one that everybody puts a cross on, say, that's a demon, that's a devil. God called me to them too. And if you're with me, you got to learn that even the demons should be able to come up here and get delivered. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. If she come in and she got a short dress on, you don't take a cross. Oh, my God. You tell the men to lift up their eyes. And eventually, the Holy Ghost will tell her to change her clothes. And if he come in here and he boss, he got the money, he's got the shag, he's got the life, he's got the car, and he's single. What do you do, lady?
Look up. That lady say, look up. You better look. Come on, let me see a smile on your face. Come on, don't be frown. Smile. Smile. Thank God. That lady said, don't look down.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, First Watch Initiative, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
It is that time again to join Ambassadors for Christ in the Get the Word Out Challenge and share the good news about Jesus using your social media platform. For more information, email ambassadors@truthrevealed.org. The Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training, Best Class, is designed for new believers and will begin on Saturday, January 18th at noon at the Alliance Building. You can sign up using the mobile app or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. For more information, please email best@truthrevealed.org. The more time you invest in a marriage, the more valuable it becomes. Join the next Marriage Enrichment Heart Intertwined Session on Saturday, January 18th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary to discover ways to invest in your relationship and become more connected. Come early for refreshments and fellowship. Child care is provided. The Discipleship Course is an incredible way to reinforce your spiritual foundation and deepen your walk with God. If you are ready to get rooted and built up in Christ, email your contact information to discipleship@truthrevealed.org. Classes will begin on Monday, February 3rd.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day. Thank you.